Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success. You know, I wonder if you've ever faced a situation where you feel as though in your workplace or in your personal life that you're taking all the right actions, you have all the right steps, and yet you just aren't seeming to get any momentum. You know, maybe it's with regard to your team or your organization that you feel as though, boy, we've got all the right tools and all the right steps and actions and strategies, but we're just not able to get in stride, to get any momentum, any motivation really going. I recently took a look at the subject of momentum, and I oftentimes like to go to the experts in the area of leadership to think about these topics, and my favorite expert in the area of leadership is John Maxwell. John Maxwell wrote in his book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, in chapter 16, he wrote about this thing called momentum. He calls it the law of the big Mo. Maybe you're familiar with Maxwell's writings on momentum. In the law of the big Mo, there was something in the first paragraph that Maxwell wrote that really caught my attention. Let me share it with you. John Maxwell writes, "If you've got all the passion and tools and people you need to fulfill a great vision, yet you can't seem to get your organization moving and going in the right direction, you're dead in the water as a leader. If you can't get things going, you will not succeed." You know, I looked at that term, dead in the water, and I thought, where have I heard that before? And then I remembered, oh, yeah, that's right. I sleep with a sailor. That's a nautical term. My hubby's a sailor. Well, a former sailor. He served in the Navy for 8 years. He did two tours during the Vietnam War, active duty. Yeah, I get to sleep with a hero. That's another story. Anyway, I recognize dead in the water because my husband Ron has talked about that or referred to that term when he's, you know, mentioned different things that he remembers about his time in the Navy. And when he would talk about dead in the water, he would talk about the fact that there were really, in the Navy, two enemies that they were fighting. He said there was the enemy outside the ship, which in Vietnam was the Viet Cong. And then he said there was the enemy inside the ship. No, not the other guys, but the enemy inside the ship really were two things, fire and DIW, dead in the water. That's where I'd heard that term, DIW, dead in the water. Apparently, the enemy of fire or being dead in the water was so apparent and so important to being on board a ship that my husband said that they drilled constantly. They drilled the guys constantly to prevent or to deal with if there was fire on the ship, which was horrific because when you're out in the middle of the ocean, you got nowhere to go. You've got to battle a fire. So they all became firefighters, he said, by the way. Everybody on board a ship does, because you have your area of responsibility if a fire does break out. So they always drilled, constantly, daily drilled, what to do for fire. So they had fire drills constantly. And then they also drilled constantly every day, dead in the water, a DIW situation. Dead in the water is where the ship is cruising along, making great progress, great momentum, and then suddenly everything stops. Everything stops on board that ship. And I asked him, well, you know, what happens? My hubby told me three things happen, and you notice immediately. Number one, silence. He said, that ship, you don't realize the constant humming of progress until you have none. You've been cruising along, the hum is constant, and then silence. If you will, the silence is deafening, he said. So you notice, number one, immediate silence. Number two, darkness. And he said, just as immediate as the silence is the darkness. He said, when you are down underneath where you're working, there's darkness. there's no light. When the power goes out, DIW, power goes out, it's pitch black, pitch black. And he said, there are a few emergency backup lights in a few areas, but the hallways and most of the rooms are pitch black. You cannot see. I mean, these aren't cruise ships. These are Navy ships. There are no portholes. You can't get daylight. Pitch black. So it first goes silent, and then it goes dark, and then third, you notice fairly quickly right after silence and darkness, directionlessness. He said, you are directionless. He said, you realize that you are no longer in control, that this ship is at the mercy of every wave buffeting it in every direction, and it's going in a direction that it had not planned to go. That's dead in the water. Silence, darkness, directionless. So, of course, I asked, well, what do you do? What do you do? And he said, well, because of their drills over and over, there are four actions that you have to take immediately when you're DIW in the middle of the ocean. Number one, you radio for help. The first thing you do is let someone know that you need help. And it's the captain's job to notify his supervisor. He gets on the horn right away, and he communicates that we're DIW, we're dead in the water. Well, the good thing about the communication system on board a ship, it always works. Even when the power goes out, when the electrical system is down, when the boilers are down, when the ship is completely dead in the water, the communication system always works. That's something that they've always prepared for. So you let someone know that you need help. But along with that, you recognize that help can be miles, days away. You're out in the middle of the ocean, and the wait could be days. It is not their job to fix your problem. It's not their job to fix your problem. So the first step is you radio for help, but you recognize the wait could be very long, because oftentimes you're out there doing your own thing. You're not cruising along with one or two or a dozen other ships. They're days, at least hours away. And it's not their job to fix your problem. So step two, you've got to take action. Step two, you've got to take action. So everybody's got to start by beginning to isolate the problem. Now, the problem aboard a DIW ship is one of two things. It's either in the boiler room or it's in the electrical room. And you work until the problem is solved, whichever place it is. If it's in the boiler room, all of the guys in charge of the boiler room get busy. They isolate the problem, and they work on the boiler room, and they work on those engines until they get them fixed. If it's in the electrical room, if the power's out and they're DIW because there's an electrical system issue, everybody who's in charge of the electrical room immediately goes to work making sure, and they don't stop until that electrical problem has been solved. So they take action. Third thing, though, not everybody is working on those two problems, and so the others go topside. They go topside. Now remember, it's been dark, and so they go topside because that's where the daylight is. That's where you can see the horizon and get your bearings. And that's where they all have muster stations, meaning that's where they gather together in their squads. And that way they can answer any questions, quell any concerns, and make sure there's no panic. Because panic on board a ship would be, well, the third dangerous thing after fire and DIW. So everybody else goes topside. They head for daylight. They look at the horizon. They get their bearings. They gather together, answer questions, quell concerns, and make sure there's not going to be any panic. And then the fourth thing they do, once the problem is solved, because remember, you're working on the electrical room or the boiler room until it is solved. Everybody else is topside, gathering together, keeping each other together. And once the problem is solved, step four, and once you're back underway, then there is an immediate debrief of all of the principals who were in part of the solution to determine what caused it, what caused the loss of momentum and power, how it happened, how it got fixed, so that it does not occur again. So you radio for help, number one. They take action to isolate the problem. Number three, the others not involved go topside to gather together. And number four, once the problem is solved, there's an immediate debriefing of all the principals to know what, or to determine what happened and how to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So it made sense then. after my husband told me about what DIW, dead in the water, really meant, that when Maxwell used that term, dead in the water, he did on purpose. I mean, that was no accident. It really has significant momentum, or significant meaning with regard to momentum in your business. DIW has significant meaning to momentum in your business. When you have a team member, or even when you yourself experience a loss of momentum in your business, maybe in your personal life, a particular goal that you're striving toward, when a DIW situation happens to you, to your team, a loss of momentum, you'll know it. You'll know it because three things will happen. Number one, they'll go silent. Your team members, they stop calling. They stop attending meetings. They stop getting on calls. They stop emailing. They stop texting. They go silent. Number two, they go dark. Whatever communication they might offer up is negative. It's what they can't do, can't happen. It's somebody else's fault. They're blaming. It's negative, dark conversation and communication. And three, they're directionless. They're directionless. They are no longer in control of their business, but rather they're allowing everything else to control them. If you will, they're allowing every wave to buffet them and take them in a different direction. So how do you know that your team has hit DIW, or how do you know if you have hit DIW? It goes silent, it goes dark, it goes directionless pretty quickly. So what do you do? There are four actions you've got to take immediately. First of all, radio for help. Let someone upline know that either you are DIW or that someone on your team is DIW and you need some help in helping them. First thing you do is radio for help. The great thing is the communication system always works. Hear me. When you put a shout out for help, somebody's going to hear you. You connect with your upline. And if you don't get there, connect above that. But you keep going and you keep letting them know you need help. You need help with your situation or with a team member situation because the communication system always works. Number two action, take action. You know, it is not your upline's job to fix your problem, though they are there to help, and they will. You can't wait. It could be that, you know, they're not able to pick up that text right away or to pick up that phone call immediately. It may take a little bit of time until they get back to you. So radio for help. Let them know. But then step two, go about and taking action. Not someone else's job to fix your problem. You got to figure out, is it in your boiler room, which is the basics of your business, or is it in your electrical room, which has to do with your mindset and your energy and your own motivation? Is it in your boiler room, the basics of your business, sales and bookings and recruiting, growth, team building? It's either in the boiler room, which is the basics, or it's in the electrical system, which is your mindset, your attitude, your own motivation. Same thing with a team member. You take action and start to isolate with that team member. Is it that she needs help with the basics? Is she new enough in her business that she really doesn't have the booking skills down pat, the hostess coaching skills down pat, the basic fundamentals of the business? Her boiler room is just not ready to handle all that. She needs help there. Or maybe it's a veteran whose mindset is not in the right place, attitude is not in the right place. They're blaming. They're negative thinking. It's one of the two, the boiler room or the electrical room. Go to work, take action, and isolate where that problem is, and don't stop working on it yourself or with that team member, if that's the case. Don't stop working until you're back underway. And the others on your team, encourage them to stick together. Have them go topside, if you will. Have them get out into the daylight. Get out into the positive air. Make sure that they're organized and they're staying together, even if somebody on the team is DIW, or maybe the whole team is experiencing some loss of momentum. Make sure that you guys are working on it together, but also that you stay together, that you gather together. So number three, get encouragement. Get together. You know, go topside. Go to where some encouraging thoughts and actions can take place, where the mindset can be positively influenced. And then number four, once your team or you or that team member, once are back underway. Then you debrief to figure out what happened, how did you fix it, to make sure that you know the signs, if it ever comes up again, that you can avoid it. So keep in mind, dead in the water, DIW, boy, that's a big sign. You've got to get back on track. Got to get that momentum regained, and you can. You can. What did I learn from all of that, from all of my research, studying Maxwell, talking to my hubby about DIW? Well, there are two enemies that we all have. We have the enemy outside of us, the skills, lack of skills, lack of fundamentals, lack of discipline. Those are the enemies on the outside. But then there's an enemy on the inside, negative mindset, a bad attitude, no momentum, DIW. You know, I learned that once you solve the inside enemy, the mindset, the attitude, the momentum, you won't have to battle the outside ones near as much. Well, I hope it's been helpful, and I hope that you'll take to heart the things about the law of the big mo. Take a look at Maxwell's book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and chapter 16, especially the law of the big mo. Now you know what to look for. Silent, dark, directionless. Ooh, that's dead in the water. And now you know the four things to do. Radio for help, take action, gather together, and once it's fixed, debrief so that you have learned and you know what to do next time. And so next time, I hope you make sure that you stop by Spirit of Success and enjoy some more podcasts that we have for you. Thanks so much.